Former Juneau State Representative Beth Kurtula returned to Alaska this summer after 2 years serving the White House as director of the National Ocean Council. In this position, she helped two regions write the country's first marine plans and worked on some issues particularly important to Alaskans. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman sat down with her to talk about the future of the oceans and Alaska.
Kurtula says it's important to plan for the future of the oceans that surround Alaska and the rest of the United States. She says just as people can have personal trauma when they plan for their futures, the U.S. oceans could face disaster.
If you aren't planning where your ship lanes are, if you aren't planning around the sea mammals, if you're not planning so that you can have development, then you're going to have a mess at some point, and you're going to have conflict between subsistence users, between the developers.
The attraction of making a difference for the future of the oceans is why Kurtula left the Alaska House of Representatives in 2014, after 15 years. The Juneau Democrat served as the minority leader for her last 7 years in the House. She spent 6 months at Stanford University's Center for Ocean Solutions before she joined the National Ocean Council. President Barack Obama formed the council under an executive order in 2010. Kurtula explains why he did it.
It's a huge challenge right now with the ocean. We're facing some very severe problems: ocean acidification, erosion, sea level rise, the lack of coordination among users, the lack of coordination among the federal agencies, and all of those things are really coming to a head.
The National Ocean Council includes 27 federal agencies. Kurtula worked with officials in all of the agencies to plan with state and tribal governments. The council adopted the first two marine plans on December 2nd, covering the waters off of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. She says planning is especially important for Alaska.
We have so many conflicts, and we have worse problems on the horizon, particularly in our ocean space. And this is just a really wonderful method to be able to put all of the users, the stakeholders, the federal agencies, the tribes at the table.
Along with resolving conflicts, Kurtula says the focus on planning can provide more information about coastal waters, such as mapping the seabed.
We know so little about the ocean floor. We don't even have charts. I mean, in many parts of Alaska, we don't have accurate charting. So it comes down also to health and safety.
Kurtula was also engaged in efforts to stop illegally caught fish from being brought into the country.
One of the things that was very shocking to me when I went outside, spent so much time outside these last 2 years, was the problem with illegal fish. I mean, and not knowing what fish you were even getting many times in restaurants.
Kurtula ended her work at the end of June. Since Obama launched the National Ocean Council with an executive order, President-elect Donald Trump will be able to end it with a stroke of a pen. That has Kurtula worried.
My hope is that there won't be knee-jerk reactions about overturning the executive order. But there's a lot of concern about it and about what that would mean. If that happens, the effort's not going to stop because you need something like this.
She's taking some time off now that she's returned to Juneau, helping her husband, University of Alaska Southeast Professor Jim Powell, and her elderly father, former State Senator Jay Kurtula. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.